This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres made an impassioned plea for peace during an emergency special session of the Security Council at UN headquarters in New York, urging immediate action to de-escalate the crisis in Iran following the US military strikes on the Islamic Republic's nuclear facilities, calling for urgent efforts to prevent dangers of retaliation and deeper conflict in the region. Guterres said, "We cannot and must not give up on peace.
We face a stark choice. One path leads to wider war, deeper human suffering, and serious damage to the international order. The other leads to de-escalation, diplomacy, and dialogue. We know which path is right, and I urge this Council and all Member States to act with reason, restraint, and urgency. We cannot and must not give up on peace."
Addressing the session under the agenda item Threats to International Peace and Security, he warned that the U.S. attack on Iran was a perilous turn to the deteriorating situation in the region. He condemned the military escalation, emphasizing the dire consequences of a potential cycle of retaliation, and stressed the need to protect civilians and ensure safe maritime navigation. U.S. President Donald Trump hinted at the possibility of a regime change in Iran. He also questioned the current leadership's ability to revive the nation. In a post on a social media platform, President Trump said, "If the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why shouldn't there be a regime change?" Under Operation Sindhu, more than 1,800 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran and Israel so far. Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita welcomed a group of 285 Indian nationals who arrived in New Delhi last night on a special flight from Mashhad of Iran. He said that 1,713 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran under Operation Sindhu so far. He informed that 2 to 3 more flights have been scheduled from Iran for the next 2 days. Mr. Margarita added that the ministry is in constant contact with all Indian nationals residing in Iran and Israel.
Total number of evacuated Indian nationals from Iran stands now at 1,713, and we have scheduled 2-3 more flights from Iran for the next 2 days. And in the same way, we are in constant contact with all our Indian nationals residing there in Iran and Israel also.
Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that the government has been closely monitoring the evolving geopolitical situation in West Asia since the past 2 weeks. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Puri said that India has diversified its supplies in the past few years and a large volume of supplies do not come through the Strait of Hormuz now. The counting of votes is underway for the by-elections to 5 assembly seats in 4 states. The counting is taking place in Gujarat for Vilasadar and Kadi constituencies. Votes are being counted for Nilambur seat in Kerala, Kaliganj in West Bengal and Ludhiana West in Punjab. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his martyrdom. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Dr. Mukherjee displayed incomparable courage and effort to keep the country's integrity intact. The Prime Minister added that his invaluable contribution to nation building will always be remembered with reverence. The Indian benchmark indices opened in red this morning amid geopolitical tensions. Sensex was trading 1.02% down at 81,570, while the Nifty declined 1.02% at 24,855. Stock markets in Asia Pacific also plunged in the early trade. The S&P 500 futures traded below the flat line, while the Nasdaq futures were also down by nearly 100 points. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 fell 0.58%, while in South Korea, the Kospi index lost 1.16%. The futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng index also opened lower. Meanwhile, the price of the benchmark Brent crude rose more than 2%, climbing to over $79 per barrel. In badminton, Indian shuttlers won 27 medals at the Asian Para Badminton Championship 2025 held in Thailand. The medals include 4 gold, 10 silver and 13 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.